Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with Beginner Runner Village podcast episode number 24, What to Do If You Have Shin Splints. I was going to start out with an episode to tell you what to do to prevent shin splints, but realistically, I know that many of you probably are already experiencing some degree of shin discomfort or have had to deal with it in the past. So we'll talk today about what to do if you already have shin splints or feel like you're getting them. Then in the next episode, I'll explain what to do to prevent them in the future. I'll explain what shin splints are and what causes them. I'll also talk about what you need to do if you feel the first twinges of pain in your shin. First, just a reminder that I am on Instagram now as You2CanRun. That's Y-O-U, the number 2, Can Run. Please follow me and let me know in the comments that you're a listener. I'm enjoying the conversations. I'm going to hold a contest between this podcast episode 24 and the next one, an Instagram and Facebook contest. This is the way it works. I'm going to give away a calf massager. Now, these go by multiple names, but I've talked about them before. It's a stick probably 15 to 18 inches long. And there are different designs, but most of them are slightly flexible and they'll have some kind of something on them that spins. So you can actually hold on to each end, one hand at each end, and roll it up and down each calf. You can also use it on your upper leg. It's extremely helpful in helping you to work those muscles between massages. So I highly recommend them. So I'm going to be giving one away when I do the next podcast, I'll announce the winner. So here's how you enter the contest. I want you to do one of two things. To be eligible, you need to do one of these two things. Either share one of my Instagram photos and use the hashtag You2CanRun and BeginnerRunnerVillage, or the other way to enter is to share any of my posts that are on the Mojo for Running or Beginner Runner Village Facebook pages. And again, use the hashtags You2CanRun and BeginnerRunnerVillage. I'll announce the winner in the next episode. So I hope you decide to enter. It'll be fun. And if this goes well and I get a lot of entries, then I'm going to probably do this with every episode. Okay. If you haven't yet done so, this is something completely separate. Please go to my beginnerrunnervillage.com website to download my free guide titled Prepare Your Body to Run. It explains the most important exercises for beginner runners. Even if you've been running a few weeks or months, I recommend that you make sure you're doing these critical exercises. They are specifically chosen for beginner runners. Now let's get to those two nasty words, shin splints. There is good news, and it's twofold. One, I think you can completely prevent shin splints, but it does require a lot of self-discipline. Two, if you get shin splints, while they're painful and annoying, and you'll certainly need to heed the pain and rest your shins, they will completely recover. They'll be good as new. Shin splints are not a health crisis. Even if you experienced shin splints many times in your running career, the tremendous benefit of running would by far outweigh the shin splints as regards impact on your health and your life. First, what are shin splints? Well, the term shin splints is a catch-all for pain in the shin on the inside, or what's known as the medial side of the tibia. The pain is in the lower leg. The actual term used by doctors is medial tibial stress syndrome. This pain is due to stress, usually repeated stress on the bone and tissues surrounding the bone. For that reason, they're often referred to as repetitive stress injuries. They become inflamed, sometimes swelling, putting pressure on the bone or pulling away from the bone, the muscles pulling away from the bone. As Dr. Stephen Private points out in an article on his website, the forces contributing to the injury include both direct impact and also forces generated by the pull of ligaments and tendons on the bone. That's an important consideration as well. And it's why I keep saying to stretch and get regular sports massages. I'll link to that article in the show notes. My friend, Dr. Brian Fulham, a well-known podiatrist who specializes in treating runners, described shin splints this way in a Runner's World article. Shin splints occur when the muscles pull away from their attachment site along the inside of the tibia. At this point, it's possible to prevent a stress fracture by responding to the developing problem. Stop running and see a sports medicine specialist. I'll link to that article as well in the show notes. By the way, Brian has just written a book titled The Runner's Guide to Healthy Feet and Ankles, Simple Steps to Prevent Injury and Run Stronger. That is, it's not quite available yet as I record this in April of 2016. However, it will be available within the next month. So I will comment on that later on the podcast. I'll tell you, I know from experience that Brian never tells anyone to stop running unless it's, in fact, the fastest, most efficient way for them to get healed and back running at 100% health the soonest. In other words, he'll tell you to stop running if that's the quickest way to get you well. He knows how much we hate it when we can't run, but he is a runner. In fact, he is a fantastic runner. He gets us. I'll always heed his advice. I always have, and he's never steered me wrong. I will link in the show notes to several articles that provide in-depth information to help you cope with shin splints. Many times, new and newer runners think they should run through pain. I just spoke with a runner this morning who's in the early stages of shin splints, and she wanted to know if she could continue to run. My answer was an emphatic no. If you have shin splints and continue to run, it is not only likely, but pretty much guaranteed that you'll end up with a stress fracture. And you don't want that. A stress fracture will put a stop to your training for a couple of months at least. How long will you miss if you have shin splints? Well, that depends entirely on whether you're just feeling the first twinges or whether it's been bothering you a few days or a couple of weeks and you've tried to continue running. If your shins have been troubling you every time out and they're painful and you've continued to try to train, you may now have a stress fracture. But let's back up a bit. Shin splints are caused. Let's talk about what causes them. Muscle weakness in the legs, thighs, hips, and or core. In other words, any muscle weakness, right? Lack of flexibility. This was the culprit for me, and I'll explain that later. Increasing mileage too quickly. This can easily happen to beginners, even when doing very few miles or even doing very brief running segments. As I often say, it's all relative. If you've been alternating 1 minute running with 1 minute walking and you double it to 2 minutes running, boom, that's all it might take. You've doubled the amount of running. Similarly, if you're a newer runner and you go from a 2 mile long run to a 3 mile long run, that might be too much of an increase all at once. There are a lot of reasons why I say increase gradually. Always err on the side of caution. Running downhill can cause them. This is always hard on the lower legs. People tend to assume that running downhill is easy. Well, it may feel easy, but it is in no way easy on the body. I did a whole episode of the Mojo for Running podcast about downhill running technique, and you can listen to that if you like. It's number 78. I believe it's 78. If you go to the website, you can check, but I'm pretty sure that's the one. Tight calf muscles. Well, this is actually lack of flexibility, which I already mentioned. Running on a hard surface. There is a huge difference between running on concrete and running on asphalt. And there's an equally big difference between running on asphalt and running on grass or dirt. If you must run on concrete, which is the hardest surface, I recommend getting more highly cushioned shoes. Those don't need to be super highly cushioned, but you do need to have plenty of cushion. Running on a slanted surface, such as a cambered road. Now, you might, because you're a new runner, say, well, it's not that much. I only do a couple of miles. It's a cumulative effect. What if you run on that same cambered surface every day? What you need to do if it's a cambered surface is to do half your run going one way and half the other way so that it evens out. But still, it's better if you can find a flat surface. Running in the wrong shoes or worn out shoes. Fortunately, this is easy to fix. Well, getting new shoes is easy to fix, but make sure you're wearing the right shoes. Go to someone who knows. Go to a running specialty store and have them analyze your gait. Sometimes just wearing the wrong type of shoes can be a problem. There are other causes, but those would relate only to more experienced runners and would be related to speed work, which new runners shouldn't be doing, or I think should not. If a new runner did start doing speed work, that definitely could be the cause. Any sudden increase in intensity could certainly cause shin splints. Pain in the shin could be a stress reaction or a stress fracture. The discomfort starts when the muscle starts to pull away from the bone. You'll feel soreness around the shin bone to the inside. It'll be sore to the touch and it'll hurt when you walk. If you continue to run, you will usually find yourself facing a stress fracture. A stress reaction is when you're on your way to a stress fracture, but it's not that bad yet. You cannot keep running with shin splints and expect to be fine. However, if you do the right things, you might be able to return to running fairly quickly. What you must not do, is ignore shin splints and continue to run. Many beginner runners believe that we experienced runners think you're a wimp if you don't run through pain. That's a huge and dangerous practice that you should absolutely avoid. People who've been running for many years have been able to do so by making wise decisions. You might as well start doing that now. Shin splints can be treated by just letting them rest. Since repetitive stress is usually the cause, if you stop running for several days and then gradually ease back into it, you may be fine because by resting, you're stopping the stress. How long you need to let it rest depends on how bad it is, on you as an individual, and maybe on what caused it. You might need to lay off a running for a couple of weeks. Let's say you take off a few days and then you warm up. Absolutely, warm up is as important as ever. Warm up by, let's say you walk a mile, and then you try some running. Maybe, be extremely gentle. So no matter what you usually do, I would run like 30 steps and walk a minute and see how it feels. Run 30 steps and walk a minute to test it out. If you're feeling twinges of pain there, don't do any more, because you're just going to make it worse. On the other hand, if you don't feel anything bad, then you might continue to make your running segments a little bit longer until you build up to where you were when you left off. If you're not having any discomfort, great. But don't push yourself. Let's say you were in your running schedule, you were on week 7 when you decided, oh, I'm getting shin splints, I have to back off. I would not go back to week 7 after that few days off or week off. I would go back to week 6 or week 5 and build up again from there. And if you start to have that twinge again, lay off again. That may be incredibly annoying and difficult to do, but I said it takes self-discipline to prevent yourself from getting shin splints. If you start to feel that twinge, you got to back off. And you can't help that. There's nothing you can do about it, but you can make it a lot worse by pushing yourself, by trying to do too much. So in that example, for example, if you did a little bit of a warm-up and then just started running and kept running, that would be would likely cause more harm, because you might almost immediately start having more pain, and you would be likely to do a little bit too much before you realized, oh man, I got to stop. So start off with just a little bit at a time to test them out. And immediately, if you feel any discomfort, that tells you, oops, I'm not ready to go back to running yet. I have to take some more days off. Be careful when you do that. The reason I said that how long you need to rest depends on how bad it is or on you as an individual. The reason I said that is that when I had severe shin splints, it was because by me, it was caused by me doing a race, a hilly race, without having adequately trained on hills. I did this because I had just forgotten, or maybe I never realized, how hilly that particular race course was. This was a long time ago. Essentially, the problem was that my ankles and calves were too tight, way too tight, causing severe stress on the bone, the shin bone. Anyway, the doctor told me I'd be fine if I rested it for a couple of weeks. But I told him I had a marathon in exactly 2 weeks. Oh, he said, then I'm sending you for physical therapy every day until the race. The physical therapist had me doing stretching for those 2 weeks, and it was really just two exercises, just two stretches. The tree lean, also known as the wall lean, and the bent knee tree lean. I don't mind telling you that I was a little worried that that would not be adequate to fix the problem. But as it turned out, that was all I needed. And I ran the marathon, the Marine Corps Marathon, with no pain after 2 weeks. But you see, if my shin splints had been caused by repetitive stress, 2 weeks of rest might have been great, but then doing a marathon would have totally, completely renewed the injury. For me, because it was just caused by tightness, by doing that stretching, which, by the way, you might find this interesting, he gave me a timer that he set each time for each stress for 2 whole minutes. So none of that holding it for 30 seconds. 2 minutes holding each stretch. So anyway, please realize that everyone is different and every situation is different. If you experience shin pain, the very first thing you must do is stop. If taking a few days off, maybe more like a week, doesn't help, then go to a doctor. I can only give you information here, but I am not a medical professional, and even then, every individual's bone density, gait, injury history, etc. is unique. One thing I know from personal experience is that when you have severe pain in and around your shin, it's difficult to know whether it's a stress reaction, meaning injured and inflamed, or whether it has already progressed to a stress fracture, which is a crack in the bone, and much more serious. Initial x-rays will not identify a stress fracture. A bone scan is the definitive test. When I had my first of 2 stress fractures, neither of which was caused by overtraining, by the way, I saw a sports medicine specialist. I saw him 4 times, and all that time, he never even mentioned stress fracture. I felt the pain in or around my knee and thought it was a knee injury, which is what I had told him. Which is why I guess he just focused on that. But after weeks, I mean like 6 weeks, I still wasn't better. He kept telling me to go back out and try running again. I'd rested a couple weeks and he'd say, okay, go back out. You can try running again because it wasn't hurting when I walked. And then it would be just as bad as it was before. Anyway, I spent 5 minutes with Brian Fulham and he said, I think it's a stress fracture right at the top of the tibia. He sent me for a bone scan, and boom, it was confirmed. That easy. Yep. I had had an x-ray, by the way, and it had not shown up there. A stress fracture won't show up on an x-ray until much later when it's actually started healing. So if you really need to know right away, then I would definitely get a bone scan. But, you know, a lot of people, if they have shin splints and they're really bad, they might think it might be a stress fracture. But if you don't run, it's not too bad to at least give it a few days and see if it gets better. But when you say, hey, I really need to know if it's a stress fracture, then you're going to have to get a bone scan. I should mention that if you have pain on the outside of the lower part of your leg, you could be experiencing compartment syndrome, which is completely different. You'll need special tests to diagnose this, and you must see a physician. Go ahead and take care of that right away. I hope this has helped. If you have pain in your shins when you run, stop running. Yeah, really, please stop. It will only get worse. In the next episode, I'll explain how to prevent shin splints. There's really a lot you can do. And that's why I said at the top of this episode that I think shin splints, all of them, can be prevented. I've got a list of half a dozen things, at least, including specific exercises, stretches, and more. Do remember this. Shin splints are not really dangerous. They're painful, and they can lead to stress fractures. But even stress fractures are not life-threatening. Of course, you do everything you can to prevent them. You should, absolutely. They hurt, and they're annoying. Runners do experience injuries and setbacks, but that's part of running. I try to help you train in such a way as to completely avoid injury, but completely avoiding injury is realistically probably not possible. We do our best to train smartly, wisely, and that's the best we can do. But please look at the big picture. Think about the importance of physical fitness. You run to maintain your overall health, both mental and physical. And do remember this, shin splints are a running injury. If you ever feel like you're not a runner yet, this should make you feel like one. I'm certainly not saying it's a good thing, but if you're going to be a lifelong runner, this is part of it. Learning what caused the injury, coping with it, which is no small element, enduring the recovery period and coming back, going through this process is part of the journey. Running isn't easy, but it's worth it. You learn from the challenges, all of them. Don't get frustrated. That won't help anything. Just get smarter by learning how to prevent a recurrence. That's it for now. Please remember to enter the contest for the giveaway by sharing an Instagram post or sharing a Facebook post. And on the post, on the Mojo, wait a minute. When you do you could share the post on Facebook, any of the Facebook Mojo for Running posts or any of the Facebook Beginner Runner Village posts, or you can share a picture that I post on Instagram and use the hashtag #YouTooCanRun and Beginner Runner Village, or you could use Mojo for Running. Anytime you use any of those hashtags, it helps me, and I'm extremely appreciative because it means this podcast will reach more people. Now, here's a quote. I posted this quote on Instagram and Facebook. It's actually me doing the talking this time. This just occurred to me the other day. My vision is best when I'm running. That's when I see and understand my life and the world with reassuring clarity.